A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Podcart's New Music Podcast. My name is Helena Rafai.
And my name's Ewan Davidson.
We'll be bringing you 8 songs that have stood out for us this week for various reasons. Coming up this week, we have Filthy Garage Rock, courtesy of Nancy. A complete game changer from Kapil Sechesay. And Breakbeat Euphoria from Laplux.
But before all that, here's Julie Duong.
Se presentó, dijo que yo era única. Me sonrojé, me lo pensé, me presenté también. Nos pusimos a hablar, qué fácil conectar, ¿quién nos lo iba a decir? Admítelo, brillábamos, sin duda, qué bonito fue.
So, yeah, that was Benito by Julie Duong, and this is a bit of a departure for her. She was obviously in Eric's Trip and sort of great bands from that sort of 90s sort of Canadian all-rock heritage, but more recently she's been working with labels like Jag Jaguar. She was the first Canadian to ever sign for them. And she's done albums before in French and in English, but this is Julie Duong Canta en Español Volume 4. I apologize for that Spanish pronunciation there. But I just adore this record. It sort of came out of nowhere for me. She hasn't released anything full length in quite a while. And I was just taken by her just bizarre kind of ability to take on different languages and still write these incredible indie pop gems. I think for long-term fans of Julie, it's not, I mean, sonically it's not a huge escape from what she'd been doing before, but conceptually it's a huge move. So big fan of this record, big fan of this record. What did you think of that one then, Helena?
It's a bit twee for me.
Okay.
I was actually really surprised that you picked this.
Okay.
I maybe have stereotyped you and placed you in this niche of really kind of angular, almost punk rock, pop punk.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that you'd be into something like this.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of the stuff I've really enjoyed the last couple of years. So, like, the Snail Mail, Courtney Barnett, Frankie Cosmos, especially. I'm a huge Frankie Cosmos fan. I think that they all owe Julie Dwan like a massive debt of gratitude for kind of paving the way in a particular sort of kind of, yeah, I get what you mean by sort of twee indie pop kind of furrow, but like, well, don't box me in, you know.
I am so sorry. I am not really into all those artists that you've said there.
Whoops.
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. If we were all into everything, it'd be a really fucking boring world. And I totally respect their output, but it's just not something that I want to delve into.
Oh, fair enough. If you do, heard the album's out on Spotify and all of our good platforms, I would have thought.
Great. Next, we have a banger. This is Rachel K. Collier, and this is Three Faces.
Geometry, we can calculate and then go. You never see 1, 2, 3 faces, one that we're always hiding. 1, 2, 3 faces, one we keep from some finding. 1, 2, 3 faces, one we choose, we let our eyes in.
Rachel K. Collier with Three Faces. Rachel has just released her debut album called RKC, which is her initials.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh. And it's impeccable. I'm kind of hard pushed to name another electro pop album with as many hooks as this released over the past year. Every single that she has put our way or to the ether has been just faultless, and she is pure talent. Welsh producer at the top of her game, and she just gets better each time. Rachel says of the track, it's very social media based. The whole Instagram online life is a lie. That is one face. The face outside of social media is another face. And the feelings and thoughts you keep to yourself, that is another, and that is how we live. Which is completely true.
Yes, very prescient. I mean, I'd probably have to listen to that track a few more times to really grasp the lyrical content of it, but I absolutely adored the warm sort of bubbling synths that came in the chorus. It sort of reminded me of like late 2000s like weirdo pop, like the sort of textures that like Yeezer might use, or maybe sort of Mary River post Pavilion era Animal Collective, but there's still that incredibly poppy sensitivity to it. Yeah, I really like that one.
Great. What have you got next?
This one, I'm not sure if you're gonna like this one. So I used to be a hip-hop DJ, if you can believe that, back in my sort of late university days, and an absolute staple of that time was the duo Tonight. I'm always keeping up with Lucky Me releases. I think Jacques Green's just put a record out, and
it's amazing.
I need to check that out. But whenever Tonight appear in any of my in my eyeline in any sense, I will listen to it. The earlier stuff hasn't probably aged that well because of the whole EDM trap sort of scene that emerged from it. It's always a shame when a band you like inspires just so much dreck that comes after it. So there were a thousand imitators, but I think that Tonight sound, when they do it, when Lunas and Hudson Mohawk, a sort of Canadian-Scottish connection, who have had very different clubbing experiences and careers so far, definitely. It's an interesting collaboration. And so this one, I don't know if you're going to find it annoying. it's quite repetitive. If you like Tonight, I think you'll have no qualms with this at all. But I think if this is your introduction to the duo, it might not be the most accessible point. But yeah, it's called Dollars, and it'll become quickly apparent why it's called that. So yeah, there you go. I've got such a soft spot for like, just before it gets to like EDM territory, just really big sub bass and repetition and clicky clacky sort of drum sounds. I don't think it's quite as good as stuff like Bugging Out and Go and Higher Ground, which was just a monumental banger. But I think it's a pretty solid return to form.
The production on it is pristine. For me, though, it might be a bit too repetitive, saying as someone that really appreciates dance music, which is a bit weird. But I love repetition if it almost kind of just shifts slightly and builds. I'm really big into crescendos and so on and layering. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that's just a bit too one-dimensional for me.
Yeah, I can get that. I think if there's like another vocal sample to break it up. I mean, is talking of layering, it does kind of like the last maybe half minute, or the last half minute of a song does sort of start to bloom a wee bit with different kind of samples coming in. But yeah, I know what you mean, if they could have maybe broken it up the first sort of half of the song. But then they're doing awfully well. Who am I to tell them what to...
Well, that's the thing. It's like, they're not going to give a flying fuck what I think about it, so...
Maybe they will.
I doubt it. But that would be lovely.
If you're listening, lads, no harm.
Hello, I'm Jamie McDonald from NetSounds, and I've been asked to pick one of my current favourite songs for the wonderful podcast. And it's something I always find so difficult to do, is when you're asked to pick your top three tracks or your favourite albums of all time or your top 10 films. It's, for me, I love doing a list, but it's always a never-ending list. So I've got to stay focused for this one, and it's one track, a current track by a Scottish artist. And without a doubt, I'm going for this one. I've gone for the latest single from Scottish artist Goodnight Louisa, who is Edinburgh-based musician Louise McCraw. She used to front the dreamy indie rock band Skewer that you may have heard before, probably through Podcart as well. And her latest single is called Someone So Sublime, and it is, as the title suggests, it's sublime, it's electropop, and I'm kind of loving this synth pop revival that is happening at the moment, so this track firmly ticks that box for me. It starts with an almost ambient kind of synth pulse before it picks up into this beautiful dark synth pop soundscape. Almost cinematic, I think. If I had to compare it to anything, I'd say it's close to Bat for Lashes, and that's maybe because I'm listening to an awful lot of Bat for Lashes just now, which also evokes that kind of 80s synth sound as well. So that is my current favourite track at the moment. It's Goodnight Louisa, and this is Someone So Sublime.
Cold and drunk, didn't think you'd come. I use my fingertip and run over your lip. Yeah, I tried to change the mind of someone so sublime. Well, she thanked me for my time and gave me back my life. The Red Sea's pouring out like iron flavored wine. It seeps between my teeth and filling up my mind. I gave so many calls from loving someone so sublime. Hold my face, cause his neck can't take the weight of this head. Wind me up till I'm red. Pick me up, babe, and put me to bed. Your spine, like a mountain peak, perfection, symmetric and sublime. Never turn your face to mine, alone in the dark again. The Red Sea's pouring out like iron flavored wine. It seeps between my teeth and love, someone so sublime.
out via B3 SEI Records, a glorious garage rock banger. I like saying banger quite a lot, but that is that really is the kind of antithesis of banger. Mm-hmm. Stood out amongst, yeah. So this has really stood out amongst the dull indie rock dirge that is coming out of late.
Don't hold back.
I am so bored with some of the stuff. And Nancy says, Click Clack is an ode to anxiety. It's much quicker, shorter than anything I've written, and it's head rush. The soundtrack to my quarter life crisis, or maybe I should just call it a crisis at this point. You're going to need to strap seatbelts to your ears because I'm about to take them for the ride of their life. And I think he actually is right.
Yeah, I mean, that banged. No question about it. Yeah, it sort of put me in mind of sort of early OCs and like sort of less frantic Mets. I love that lo-fi sound. I love guitars turned up that high. Just so in the red the whole way through. I don't know if I would normally gravitate towards that kind of band, but no, I appreciated that. That was really cool. And I like a good press release as well. That's always...
Yeah. Yeah, I get a lot of really dull ones. Mm-hmm. I think as well, the whole kind of Ty Segall... You know, climate. And yeah, as soon as I heard it, within the first 30 seconds, I was like, yep, that's mm-hmm. it. That's for me. Yeah, next.
So the next track is by Kapil Seshasi. I apologize if I'm butchering that surname again. Kapil is a lovely man who...
Just get that in there so he doesn't...
I have to get that in there. He's the absolute best.
No, but so that he doesn't shout at you about his surname.
Well, because I've only known him on Facebook as Kapil, like Le Mac Kapil.
Yeah.
And, but no, he does so much for the Glasgow scene in particular. He's one of the most innovative and technically astute songwriters we have. This is his comeback after last year's A Sacred Boar, which, if you asked me, should have beaten Scottish Album of the Year. And he's also missed out recently on Best New Act, which to me is criminal. These are strictly my opinions and don't represent those of Podcart, etc. But
I agree with you, so let's just go with it.
Yeah, I think Kapil's just one of the most extraordinary talents coming out of Scotland. And so this is his new single, The Item Girl.
With every death, a crew who's still afraid of red, yellow and blue, nigh on Hilton, violently cries about him, vehemently. Of an item girl, I'm in a rush to reappraise it, yeah. Reappraise it, yeah.
Item Girl by Kapil Seshasayee. I just love what he's done in terms of bringing synths into the fold. A circuit board was massively textured, and the instrumentation and all of it was incredible, but there wasn't a huge synth presence in there, which wasn't a, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but the fact he's introducing that into the new record, I think it blends so well with his sort of the kind of skeletal guitar tone that he has. I love the song from the off. And as I said before, I think he's our foremost songwriter at the moment. I think the acclaim he's getting as well, like Rolling Stone India absolutely adore him, Pitchfork and Vice, and they covered his last record, and I just think he's got so much to offer. It's just kind of refreshing because there are so many great bands in Scotland, don't get me wrong, but in terms of message, writing an entire concept album about caste in India is just such kind of, it sort of reminds you what all this is for. You know, it's got there's a clear and important message there. I just adore it. I mean, I don't know what you thought. You're a fan as well.
What the mother flipping hell? This is such a departure almost.
Yeah.
And I am a bit in shock. Mm-hmm. I think it kind of just shows how versatile he is. And I just find him one of the most inspiring people I think I've ever spoken to in Scottish music since I've been doing Podcart. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I hope he's crying now while he's listening to this.
This is all lip service, buddy.
We'll give you tissues. I'd done a podcast with him going through his Life is Like a Box of Records. Mm-hmm. And there was points of that, of talking to him, that I was so fascinated by what he was saying that I was actually not even concentrating on what I, you know, the rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
So a lot of it was kind of on the spot, but he, just his thought process, his musicianship, his approach, everything is amazing.
He's also like one of the most incredibly underrated guitarists of our era. I mean, I would go that far. I've seen him, I mean, I've not been able to see him live recently, and I'm very, very sorry, Kapil, but I've seen him play before, and his prowess is just, it's out of this world. I mean, he's just super talented. And also, I was saying to you as we were listening there, vocally, he does remind me a bit of the guy from the Dismemberment Plan, and I don't know if I'm way off with that. I hope that comes across as a compliment rather than anything else, because I like that band a lot. I think it's a massive, not a return to form as such, because
the Secret Form was there.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a continuation. I mean, it's a total sonic departure, but it's as a continuation of quality and of songwriting and craft, it's just spot on.
Well, I think that's enough buttering up for one day.
I love you. Come live with me in my Maryhill mansion.
Next. This is the name thing, isn't it? I shouldn't say this because my name, I've had Helana, Rufrak, Raphael, everything. But this is Jaya Moy.
Yeah.
I believe, being here.
I remember when you spoke of things, heard it all before, knew you'd never leave. It's not that hard for me to show, hope that you noticed and blame it on stupid. Our love is crumbled, we still be losing, look how love played us, now I look foolish. Had a choice, even in the lows. Season at its worst, took me some blows. I put in work, I took days off, took my mind off. Best believe I'm crying for you. I cried for you. I broke down for you. Could have passed your ass off, looked a fool for you.
Classically trained background.
I think
which is wonderful, from Amsterdam. I've covered her before, and influenced by jazz, hip-hop, R&B, which you can instantly pull from that song. Mm-hmm. Roots in South Africa, and a lot of her kind of music and experiences come from as she describes it, African diaspora. But her latest album, The Ease of Others, came out on September 13th. And a minor point, which I demonstrated to you during that song, was she is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. But her talent far supersedes anything.
I mean, I didn't offer any comment. As a good Christian adult male, I decided not to comment on that. And I found your browsing through Google Images incredibly offensive, actually. But about the song, which is what we're actually here to discuss.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was cool. That reminded me a lot of the new FKA Twigs release.
Yes.
There's some really cool synth sounds in there, and just her voice is just beautiful. I mean, that is... Yeah, I could feel sort of Solange in there, kind of... It's probably a lazy comparison, but like there were certain kind of Aaliyah-esque moments, especially in the sort of trills and kind of vocal runs. That was cool. I'll definitely be keeping up with what she's putting out, because that was extremely cool. I wish it could be more profound, but my immediate reaction is yes, that was very good. I'm trying my best. With it's my debut, and
it is your debut.
Yeah.
We should probably kind of talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
So you have you've come in because young Phoebois is Vixen Sound has become a superstar DJ and is incredibly busy touring the world, and you're not.
I'm not incredibly busy, nor am I touring the world. Although I did get two separate buses to the Springburn area today. So, you know, don't tell me I don't see things. You know, Maryhill Speedway, you bet. Twice today.
So your background is music.
Yeah.
Journalism.
Yes.
What are some of your accolades?
Oh, well, if
come
you
on,
to.
Blow your trumpet.
I wrote for the wonderful Stuart McHugh and Is This Music from when I was about 16. And I think the first gig I ever reviewed was Forward Russia and Johnny Foreigner at Cafe Drummond in Aberdeen. So since then I've written for a few different places, DIY, The Fly, which was the absolute best and is very sorely missed. Did a wee thing for NME, but everyone's got their faults. And I did a piece about the music making and troubled genius trope for The Guardian, which made my mum very happy. So I've got that. And then, yeah, so the last couple of months I've been working with Helena on Podcar. And yeah. We've put out one zine, which had the wonderful Slime City and Shushote in there. And that is officially how you pronounce it. And then coming up, there's...
Not Chocolate Chowks.
Not Chocolate Chowks or Chuchter, which is sort of appropriate, given where they're from. But yeah, so that was the last one. And then coming up, if I'm allowed to say...
Yes.
We've got Romeo Taylor, who that was...
Boom.
One of the funniest interviews I've ever done. I don't know how much of it is broadcastable. Probably none of it.
Loads.
But we did, yeah, we talked a bunch about wrestling, about donk, about being sound. And then he spent the last part of the interview calling people out, which was really funny. And I also got a chance to catch up with the remarkable Cloth, who are just
one of my
absolute favourite bands from the last few years. It's quite embarrassing, actually, because I was transcribing it and I take about a minute to tell them about one of their own songs. I'm just like, no, the bit you do there. Yeah, see, when it changes there, that's really good. I know you wrote it, yeah? But like, so, thankfully I didn't make the edit. So, yeah, so lots of good things coming up. There's so many good bands right now. I feel like we're having a mini renaissance of actually original and idiosyncratic
Not
stuff.
Not shitty white lad rock.
Well, that reminds me, actually. I've just started a new band. no, I have, but, you know, it's not lad rock, it's... I mean, I don't know. Like, people talk about soft lads and all that, I suppose. I don't know. But anyway, that's me. There you go.
Great.
Glad to be on board.
Thank you and welcome. So, you have now got... Should we go right into it? Lapalux.
Let's play the song, yeah.
Earth.
We'll be right back.
So yeah, that was Lapalux, which the name means lap of luxury. So there you go. I was really into Lapalux via my friend Craig. Him and I used to run a radio show in Aberdeen, and he told me about this guy Lapalux, an Essex producer who's been signed to the likes of Brainfeeder, Ninja Tune, and I've always tried to keep up with Ninja Tune releases. And it wasn't necessarily always my wheelhouse, but it was the same time I was going to like sort of Tough Wax raves. And Jamie XX had just come out with a remix album for Gil Scott Heron. James Blake was emerging. It was just a really exciting time in the clubs. So, yeah, that song is coming off his new album, Omnioverse, which, if it's anything like that song, will be quite a bleak perspective on world events, but with incredible, incredible production. I just absolutely adore that tune. That was a first-time hit for me. I didn't need any more re-listens to have that firmly implanted to my head as yes, that's a tune. What did you make of that?
I don't think you need to ask me. I think Lapalux is one of the best, and as a woman, it's almost, I feel like a guilty feminist at times because I'm into so many men that do electronica, minimal electronica at that. Mm-hmm. And it's Lapalux is part of a very, very large pool of artists that you'd mentioned Jack Green earlier. Mm-hmm. I constantly talk about Chiasmos, there's Max Cooper, Will Fitzgerald. John Hopkins.
Yeah,
I could go on for days, and it's just part of this music that I kind of, if I could go back in time and do something else, it's what I would have done.
Yeah.
And it just, on a serious note, it's music that just provides a lot of kind of mental relief for me, and relieves a lot of anxiety, and I am indebted almost to these artists.
It's so funny you say that, actually, because I was having a bit of a day when I first listened to it, and I was just in need of some new music anyway, because I think everyone, sort of, if you've got a Spotify or whatever or service, you know, it'll refresh your feed with some new releases. I was just having a bit of a day, and then that song just absolutely hit me, just right in the chest. And yeah, it's just this, that kind of swirling sort of synth arpeggio that runs all the way through it. It's just absolutely gorgeous. The samples are clever, they're not overbearing, and just the sub bass is absolutely incredible on that record. I've, as I say, long-term fan, but I think this might be the summit of his work so far.
Bravo. Well, so you've got something special for us.
I do. It's a bit of a teaser for the zine. I've got some broadcastable conversation with Taylor Stewart, who you might know as Romeo Taylor. He plays drums in the incredible Herbert Powell, formerly of Savage Mansion, currently of Rapid Tan, who are also one of the best punk bands.
He's a fucking whore. I mean, Jesus Christ.
He's in every band apart from mine, which is fine. But yeah, we went to NYC.
And he's a great DJ.
He's also an incredible DJ. And so we spoke about a bunch of things, as I mentioned earlier, but this is some of the more broadcastable stuff that we can put out. So here, in his own words, is the inimitable Taylor Stewart.
Strength to see a family so true, to feel the love of my kingdom in my heart.
When I first started doing Romeo Taylor, I wanted to be like Jesse Ray. I copy him and all. He's my main one that I copy, actually. I don't know how I forgot him the first time. I just basically saw Jesse Ray and went, I want to do exactly that. So like all my first sort of tunes are all just trying to sound like him. And I don't know, I like all that stuff, all the kind of like 80s sort of really, even the really shite stuff.
Yeah.
It's class, I love it, I just love the vibe. I remember one day, it was before I had put Enton out, and I was still kind of, I wasn't sure what kind of music I wanted to be making, that kind of thing, and I had never really made a good song. And then Billy Gawkin showed me how to, he basically told me about gated reverb.
Right, yeah.
He showed me how to do it. And I was like, fuck, right, fuck, I like that, man. I was like, oh, that's amazing. And then for the end, it was weird. It's like, as soon as Billy showed me how to do gated reverb on a snare, that's when I got good at making tunes. Like, I was, before that, I was really, really shite at it. And I've got loads of tunes that I used to have online that are all pure, deleted all the evidence, say, man, kind of that sort of shit. And then as soon as I learned how to do gated reverb, I was like, I'm class at this, man. I love it, man. I love all that shit. I'd love to learn more about that production kind of stuff. Oh, it's good stuff. You become addicted to Donk again, man. It was good. That's what I liked when I was dead young. That's what I liked when I was 13, going to Airdrie. There was a thing in the Airdrie, in the At Home Centre in Airdrie. It was like the sort of community centre place. And it was like sort of youth centre. And they had a night, an unders night called Insomnia. Yeah, and that's when I first heard Don't Stop Go by Dougal & Gamma. And it just woke me out of what felt like a 12-year long dream that I had been in. I woke up and I was like, I'm addicted to Donk.
So yeah, that was Taylor. He got to 20 wings. I got him some wings. Well, because I normally try to, for example,
what kind of wings?
Buffalo wings.
Like were they meat?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think this is a minefield now when you mention meat.
I mean, I ethics and journalism and all that.
I know.
And I'm a whiny vegan, but for him, I'll put up with it. But yeah, I thought because if you're going to interview someone and you're sort of friendly with them anyway, so for example, for Klaus, I got them like a couple of lattes or something. And then I was messaging Taylor through the day going like, right, where are we going to meet? And he was just like, I'm really after wings, mate. I really need wings. I'll get them. I don't mind getting wings. And I was like, well, it's your time I'm on. So
you're going wings?
Sorry?
The wind's fueled.
Yeah. I think it just shows you the incredible amount of heart I put into my journalism, would you say?
So this the next song is we are finishing with Diamond Thug, The Woods. This is absolutely glorious.
Thick green wilderness.
my God. You know when something's not kind of, I mean, it's not elaborate or it's not groundbreaking, but it just hits you and you're just like, yeah, that's solid. Mm-hmm. That's their brand new single, The Woods, which is out on the 18th through, oh God, here we go. It's another name I can't pronounce. It's Kudu Kudu Records, I believe. Ethereal, lush, banger.
Yeah, there's some really cool, and God help me, but I like guitars. I like what they do and how they sound, which apparently is like a crime now. But there's some really cool moments in there where the sort of guitar play was kind of intertwining and they reached this, like they joined on the sort of kind of atonal note, which I found really cool because I am that kind of nerd. Yeah, that was reverby and ethereal and yeah, I dig that. That was really cool. That's all from us this week. We hope you've enjoyed the mix. We'll be back in 2 weeks with 8 more tracks and more.
Thanks so much for listening. Remember to subscribe and rate. Don't be a dick. And in terms of your rating, that is. And yeah, it's wonderful having you on board, Ewan.
Thank you very much. If you'd like to offer me any advice or abuse, it's at TweetEwan, all one word, EUAN. If you'd like to know more about my ongoing campaign to bring the subway to Maryhill, please get in touch. And thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Farewell. Au revoir.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.